Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhals Unlock Your Wealth Radio, our pre-Christmas edition this Wednesday, December 23rd. We are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices right here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And as we speak, the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation and HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices are starting their Christmas parties without me. Yeah. So it's me and Karen, and Blair is also sitting in the production chair assisting for the broadcast today. So I'm so excited. The snow finally fell up at the cabin, so hopefully it'll be there when I get back so I can play in the snow. That's the best thing about living in Arizona, is because we have fabulous weather all year round, and if you want snow, you can choose to have it by being able to travel to it and then leave it far behind when you're all through. So that's the beauty of being born and raised here in a sunshiny state like Arizona. We have had one heck of a season, if you think about it, because this is our last week for this season, because next week starts our whole brand new season and we start the keys all over again. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to the broadcast. And to give you a little bit of background, we broadcast the Unlock Your Wealth radio program every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and every Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and talk about crisis management and financial wellness tools designed to help everyone, man, woman, and child alike, manage their finances and attitudes for the single purpose of achieving financial independence. And I'm so excited because we have had one heck of a ride this past season. First off, I want to thank all of our regular listeners for tuning in so often. We have had more than 10,000 downloads on iTunes, as well as over 10,000 live and archive listeners from between our show page and our website page at www.unlockyourwealth.com. And here we are, we're at the 13th key in our baker's dozen of financial concepts called the Keys to Riches. And this week's key is become a voracious reader. And it's the culmination and next generation of what we have been teaching all of you this whole season. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, the Keys to Riches is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that not only teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money, but it also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, reduce debt, save and invest, building wealth through real estate, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we started out at the beginning of the season with our first key, which was acceptance and affirmation. And we have worked systematically every week to add new concepts, new techniques, and new ways for us to not only manage our money, but to manage our attitudes about money. Because it's so important. Your perception of wealth and perception of money is going to dictate whether or not you're going to be financially independent. And so many people have a value system that pushes them away from pain, but not toward pleasure. And we use neuro-linguistic programming techniques throughout the season in order to, to determine what our attitudes are and where our misgivings are within our perceptions of money, and how we work to overcome those challenges to to make us worthy. We know that we have value, and we need our plans to be worthy of our time and attention. And so all we have to do is make that paradigm shift. And so we work all season to get us there with all 13 of these concepts. So Become a Voracious Reader is a culmination of all of these concepts, but taking ourselves to the next level by focusing on personal development. When we read, several things happen. First off, when we read great writing, we're exposed to the quality of communication that we should be sharing and enjoying with others. So it elevates our vocabulary. It also illustrates cohesive thought and how we can communicate with other people. So when we're in given situations, we will now have those resources available because we have read how to communicate, and we just absorb it. We learn it automatically because our subconscious then incorporates that information into our being. And so just by exposing ourselves to these types of materials that help better us personally, financially, professionally, spiritually, socially, when we expose ourselves to great writings, regardless of whatever it is, we are going to evolve as human beings. The quality of our communication is going to go up. The quality of our vocabulary will go up. So that's the first benefit. Forget about even the information that we absorb, but our ability to communicate increases. Second, it gives us the tools that we need to make more effective decisions. Okay? You can't make a decision with information you don't have. You can only make decisions based on the information you have presently. So if you work to increase the level of information and knowledge you have, you will expand your ability to make more effective decisions. Your brain can then synthesize information better because it has more resources to rely on. And third, if you have been participating in all of our Unlock Your Wealth stuff, most of it is written word. If you are reading at our website, if you are subscribing to our tweets, if you follow us and are a fan on Facebook, it's all written information, okay? But I'm not the be-all, end-all. This is just the system that I watched evolve as I was teaching people how to become financially independent in order to buy a home. And all these concepts, as I noticed similar things among certain groups of people, certain things arose. And there are ways to overcome all of these issues, and that's how I assembled this. But I'm not the be-all, end-all. So it's important to go out and seek out more information. I'll give you the foundation for success. But now that you have been through the 13 keys, or as soon as we get to Saturday's edition, you'll have been through the 13 keys, you'll want to seek out more information about the different categories that we talked about that were important to you, things that you didn't even realize you needed to care about because you don't know what you don't know. And so given that, you need to focus on increasing your knowledge base in certain areas. Otherwise, you need to delegate those jobs like insurance and investments and things like that to the professionals. But now you have the foundation to go out and seek out more information. And that's what this week's key is all about. It's about getting more information. And when you elevate yourself, everyone else around you will also rise. Your spouse will rise, your partners, your children, your parents, your siblings. It's the beautiful thing about the written word and what it does to you. And it does it automatically. Just by you reading it, your brain will absorb it and apply that knowledge. And little by little, you're going to change, and you're going to move one step closer to the person you desire to become. And that's what's so great about reading and just the power of reading. And I'm so excited because my mother is actually live in studio, and I always tell this story about my passion for reading. And I remember that she would yell at my brother and I to get to bed, and, you know, we're Romanian, and so she would always say if we stayed up too late, we'd turn into vampires and blah, blah, blah to scare us to go to bed. But I was a big Nancy Drew mystery fan. And so I would sit there under my pink blanket with my flashlight because I just had to finish the chapter. I needed to know what was going to happen in that chapter. And I'm sure she walked past my bedroom and saw me under the blanket because how could you miss a big pink blanket illuminated? But she never stopped me from reading. And I think that that let my passion for reading just grow exponentially. I've always read. I'm always learning. And I just think it's so fantastic. And so I just thank my mom for inspiring my ability to pursue reading, and she didn't interrupt that just because of bedtime. If I didn't get up in the morning, she was still in there, you know, kicking me out of bed, but she never interrupted that passion for reading, and she just helped foster that, and I think that that was so great, and that's why I think it's so important. And when I see people that would rather watch TV or, you know, play video games or things that stimulate the mind but not as directly as the written word does, really disappoints me, especially the quality of communication our youth are using with all of the slang terminology, because you have to communicate in 140 characters or less, and so our youth can't spell, they can barely read themselves, and these are challenges that are going to shape the rest of our society for the next coming years, and this is the generation that's supposed to take care of us. So we need to be focusing on encouraging not only reading for ourselves, but also for our children. We have got so much more in store on the show today. We have a litany of minutes on your money coming up, but first, we need to share a few words from our sponsors. Thank you so much for joining us on this holiday edition of the Midweek Update. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We will be right back with more right after this.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Karen Gurm here. You probably recognize me as your segment host for News by the Numbers. Did you know I am also one of the certified NLP practitioners and a financial coach here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation? The most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Here I am. Oh, you thought I wouldn't show up? You thought you could take your credit cards, live beyond your means, spend all you want, not budget a plan, and avoid me? I'm your worst nightmare, baby. Do you know who I am? My first name is Bad, last name is Dead. I promise you, I'm the one that you'll never forget, cause I can turn your whole life.
Welcome back to the Midweek Update. You are listening to Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your hostess with the financial mostest, your maven of moolah. And hopefully you didn't see Mr. Bad Debt when you were out at the malls. Hopefully you're not incurring any new bad debt, but you are learning to leverage yourself for financial independence. And let me give you some other ways to do that. Minutes on Your Money today. If you hadn't already gotten that fabulous Christmas tree, how to trim Christmas tree costs. Since shoppers are cutting back this holiday season, you can trim a Christmas tree and your budget in just one evening. Christmas tree sales have bounced back this year with broader holiday spending. In the 2 weeks after Thanksgiving, the sales of Christmas trees were up 6.5% and 3% respectively over the comparable weeks in the prior year, according to a survey of Christmas tree sellers by the market research firm ISI Group. In 2008, real Christmas tree sales for the entire season had dropped over 10%, and artificial tree sales fell over 35%. This was last year. But real or artificial, it's easy to spend more than $100 on a tree, depending on the size and variety that you want. But there are plenty of ways to save as much as half off, even with only a few shopping days left. The closer it gets to Christmas, the more sellers cut prices. Oh, wait a minute. This is my story from Smart Money. How funny is that? Anyway, there's no need to settle for the scrawniest tree on the lot either. That is hysterical. I just realized I was reading my own story. Here's how to score a Christmas tree for less. Get a live tree. If you've decided to buy a real tree, go a step further and get a live tree, one that has the roots intact instead of one that's been cut. Prices are usually just a quarter of those for a cut tree and as little as $15, says Amelia Baker, owner of Green Alternatives, an eco-friendly general store in Norfolk, Virginia. The trade-off is live trees tend to max out at 5 to 6 feet tall, with most in the 3 to 4 foot range. Live trees can also save you money after the holidays because planted strategically in your yard, they can cut annual energy bills up to 25%, according to the Department of Energy. Apartment dwellers may be able to donate the tree to a local park department or tree planting group for a tax deduction. So the savings just keep growing. Leave the lot. It says don't make a beeline for your nearest department store or garden center. Craft stores, home improvement centers, and grocery stores may offer better deals. Todd Havens of Los Angeles purchased his tree at a local Lowe's for 3 years. Last week, he bought a 6-foot tree there, $19.98. People never believe it's a $20 tree. Clip coupon. Stores have already begun discounting their stock of artificial Christmas trees. At JCPenney, a 4.5-foot tall white pre-lit tree is now $100, half off. Kmart has also cut prices in half on several trees, including a 7-foot pre-lit Fraser fir and a 4.5-foot pre-lit Shenandoah pine, only $60. Many retailers accept coupons on real trees also. Armstrong Garden Centers in California recently offered a printout coupon on its website for 20% off pre-cut trees. The center also offers a decoration package of one 5 to 6 foot tall tree, 3 poinsettias, and one 10-foot garland and a mixed wreath, all for $100, which is a savings of $33. Now remember to haggle. Many tree lot operators pay just $15 to $20 for cutting a permit. So when you go to their lots, their only real cost is the cost of transportation and then their time invested. So they've got pretty big profit margins. And so many of those sellers are willing to negotiate, especially as soon as it gets closer to Christmas, because what good is a Christmas tree after Christmas? So you can start to negotiate, make it worth your while. So good luck in your last minute Christmas tree shopping. And if you want to see my article, please log on to smartmini.com. And yeah, it came out Tuesday, so I'm all excited. That was so funny. I didn't even realize I was reading my own article. Health reform bill needs reform itself. Anyone? Bueller? We've got big problems, folks. Now, this is a New York Times article by David Leonard, but it's not so super liberal. I didn't see so many bleeding hearts, but he brings up some pretty good points. Both the health care bill passed the House of Representatives and the one that the Senate seems to set to pass on Christmas Eve would begin to do away with terrible choices like having to go back to work and make employment choices for medical leave time and things like that. But it would be a grand achievement if some folks, like one of the patients that was a middle-aged man who had advanced cancer and it was destroying a bone in his leg, and his wife had already been caring for him, and she was going to need to spend more time being and caring for her husband. But she had a problem. She was on the verge of using up her medical leave, that Family Medical Leave Act, FMLA, if you're not familiar with it. It supposedly preserves your job if you have to leave for pregnancy or medical leave. But it's only good for a certain period of time. To continue to care for this woman's husband, she'd have to quit her job. And if she quit her job, she would lose her health insurance too. So she's kind of in a catch-22. And supposedly we're supposed to not have to make those kind of difficult choices. But it's not enough. Our healthcare system, as I'm sure you've already heard, also suffers from soaring costs and uneven quality. And for healthcare reform to be a success, it needs to make major progress on those problems too. Everything the government has touches, it is bankrupt. Just in case you hadn't paid attention to it, just look at the U.S. mail versus, say, FedEx or UPS. Take a look at, Medicare! We've already kind of made a foray into the health system and blown that totally. We've got some big challenges on the way. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says her and her close colleagues are clearly in a tough spot. They already seem to be poised to yield on abortion and the public option to get the bill through Senate, but now the Senate and the White House will be asking them to take more serious notes about holding down costs too. Health experts, though, thought there's room for some sort of sensible compromise. The House's liberal leaders have few realistic demands to make in exchange for accepting cost control measures in the Senate bill, and ideally the House would have to accept a couple of additional measures being pushed by John Rockefeller and Ron Wyden, some other Senate Democrats. Mr. Rockefeller and Mr. Wyden have shown that there is nothing that says liberals need to be in favor of high medical costs. But here is a guide to the upcoming negotiations that you need to be paying attention to. The most important issue will be the Cadillac tax, they have coined it, on the costliest employer-provided insurance plans. Abortion, which is the public option, and the tax, and the three most contentious macro issues are what people are debating. Health insurance is one of the few forms of compensation that is not taxed. The Cadillac tax in the Senate bill would start to change this by taxing any family plan costing more than $23,000 a year and any individual plan costing more than $8,500. The House version of the bill doesn't have a tax. Now, one study after another has shown that workers with Cadillac plans are no healthier than workers with merely good insurance. They simply receive more medical care, and they pay a big price for it. A dollar that an employer spends on insurance is a dollar that's unavailable for income. This helps explain why one period of slow growth in medical costs over the last two decades and in the late 1990s was also the one period of rapid income growth. Without a serious Cadillac tax, Obama's advisors would no longer be able to claim that health care reform contained a version of every major cost control idea favored by the experts, and a major reason why the Congressional Budget Office projects say that more than $1 trillion in deficit reduction over the next 20 years is the Cadillac tax. But again, why are we taxing ourselves into an oblivion to provide something that we should be providing for ourselves, okay? I don't think that this is a national issue. This is a statewide issue because healthcare is a regional thing. Different policies should apply to different regions that have different healthcare needs. And there's no one way that we can solve problems for the United States when all of it is local. Just like politics, this healthcare debate needs to be localized issues. The poor have health insurance. The elderly have health insurance. They're state-funded programs. My personal opinion is if the federal government wants to do anything, they need to help subsidize those systems and get out of the healthcare business. If healthcare could focus on providing preventative care instead of this reactionary coverage that we have, and maybe subsidize vitamins, working out, and other health-inducing activities, that maybe we wouldn't be such a sick society. Because right now we provide sick reactionary care, and we're not supporting the most important things, which is preventative health maintenance. So that's my two cents on the healthcare reform bill. And then I have one last thing to talk to you before the day ends, and that's beating the estate tax to death. For those of you who aren't aware, it's retroactive lawmaking. It's going to expire with what the estate taxes are that are currently in place, and 2010 is likely to yield some major problems. Okay. On December 3rd, the House of Representatives voted to permanently extend the present 45% estate tax rate and the $3.5 million per person exclusion from estate taxes. While everyone was expecting a one-year extension, no one was expecting any permanent legislation while Capitol Hill is embroiled in the health care debate. But for a married couple, this means that up to $7 million worth of assets would be excluded from estate taxes. That excludes nearly 60% of all estates. Based on a 2008 filing, it affects over 22,000 estates out of a total filed 38,000 are under the $3.5 million. But if this did not sit well with the Senate, and Dems and Republicans are at odds over the tax rate and the exclusion amount. They're talking about increasing the tax rate and reducing the exclusion amount. So get vocal. You need to start calling your congresspeople and your senators and say, look, I need better options than this for my family. You know, it's apparent in our current administration that the two things that are guaranteed are death and taxes, and now even more taxes. And really quick, by Laura Sherman from Forbes.com, how to score secret airline perks. Okay, while most of the food in the economy class costs more than a wink and a smile at the stewardess, there are some benefits to paying for your meal. Certain airlines, such as Delta, have upgraded their offerings. Instead of an unhealthy, soggy mini pizza or mere bag of peanuts, passengers can fork over $8 and get a Southwestern Caesar salad created by celebrity chef Todd English. You need to look for Y-ups and Q-ups. They're special codes for first-class airfare that indicates that the seats can be assigned to those looking to upgrade from economy. To find one of these fares, go to your preferred airline's website and search the first-class seats on the flight you want. If you take any of those with a Q or Y code, when you get there, if those haven't been sold, guess what? Free upgrade for you. And go foreign. Sure, this perk does take some legwork, but while it's worthwhile on an international flight, you're best not to join a U.S. frequent flyer program. Find a foreign frequent flyer program. Their benefits are so much better. Thank you so much for joining this pre-Christmas edition of the Midweek Update. Our key Become a Voracious Reader is Saturday's topic du jour. Thank you so much for joining us all season and making this show number one yet again for a whole nother season. And we look forward to seeing you on Saturday. You have been listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am Heather. Have a very safe and happy holiday, and I will see you Saturday.
I've had it up to here, listening to a small segment of people trying to put down America. America is the greatest land on earth, and we ought to be proud of what we have. I'm proud of America. I'm proud of our people, and I'm going to prove it. We're American and damn proud of it.
Frankly, I'm getting a little ticked off.
Go to hell.